Lori Smolinski back with us, child development director at the Y. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, busy pretty, here. Pretty good. Probably pretty busy with you, too.
Absolutely. Gearing up for a busy summer.
So what are some of the summer programs and things that are coming up?
Well, you know, we've got stuff going on for families with kids of all ages this summer. We start with the little ones with the parent-child swim and the play groups for the kids under three. We have a wide variety of preschool programs going on. Art programs, sports programs for preschool, in addition to our programs at Vandenboom with our curriculum-based preschool program.
And I realize it's early to mid-May right now, but Mom and Dad, you really got to start thinking about summer vacation here pretty quick.
Absolutely. School's out in just about a month here, so yep. It's time to figure out what your kids are going to do all summer. And we've got a lot of options. We've got day-to-day options, and we've got our summer day camp getting ready to go. We're pretty excited about that.
And you're sneaky with that because you're actually teaching the kids stuff during the course of the summer, and they don't get to figure that out.
You're not supposed to say that.
They're not listening.
Yeah, don't give away
kids
the secrets, man.
The kids are up the dial on the other channel, but that's another story. Anyway, but for Mom and Dad, you really do need to start considering this now.
Yeah, and our day camp is a great place for your kids. Day camp is for kids ages 5 through 12. It's a fairly structured environment. You know, your kids are going to be safe. They're going to be busy, but everything is play-based. So we're developing skills in a fun way, and the kids won't even know it.
That's right.
It's interesting how you have all these programs and whatnot, and you have several options. If obviously if someone has questions, they can stop by and find out more. But I mean, really, when you look at structuring it, when you're talking about 5 to 12-year-olds, there's kind of a wide swing there, but you got enough programs and different things to keep everybody interested.
That is a tough one, always, because the difference between a 5-year-old and 12-year-old is huge. We staff several staff, so we can split the kids up when we need to, and we always try to plan activities that can be adjusted for the kids in our group.
I would think, too, for the older kids, it's kind of a neat opportunity because they don't fall into a supervisory role, but maybe they fall in almost like a mentoring role with the younger kids.
Absolutely, and we try to give them that opportunity to take on some leadership to help some of the smaller kids. It's a nice opportunity for them to try out some leadership and some strength building.
Do you have sort of, I guess, deadlines or at least where you'd like to get people registered or set up? I mean, that folks, parents need to be aware of?
Well, we certainly have a limited number of spots. So it's first come, first serve. Registration for day camp is open now. So as soon as they know what's going on, they should. They can register right up until the week before for each camp, but you know, there's no guarantee of space. So.
Now, we're talking a lot about what's going on at Vandenboom, but there's also things, activities with the Y as a whole going
Absolutely.
On too this summer.
Oh, wow. Well, with the pool. The pool's always popular in the summer.
Never noticed that.
We've got swim lessons going on all summer. Also, things with our competitive swim team happening. Lots of sports program. I know there's some youth programming as far for older kids for pre-football training and other sports things. Art classes are always a huge hit in the summer. Elizabeth Howe is our art instructor, and she runs classes for kids of all ages and adults over there.
And those are very popular, as we understand it to be.
They are. She runs them all year long, but in the summer, she gets a lot of kids that can't come during the school year, so it's very exciting.
I want to look back just a little bit, because you're coming off a school year that has just been phenomenal over with all the activities and things that have gone on.
We're busy all year round. There's no doubt about it. We are offering programs all the time, and the Y building is packed from morning till night. But summer is a whole nother opportunity to reach the kids that we only get a limited time to in the school year. So we're pretty excited.
Does this tie in some ways to the Strong Kids campaign?
Well, absolutely. A lot of those kids will need the support of the Strong Kids campaign to participate fully in the activities we offer. And that's always been the Y mission, is that it's programming for all.
The Strong Kids campaign, I know this is kind of other people's deal, but I know you're very familiar with what. For those that don't know, the Strong Kids campaign is what in a nutshell?
We believe that everybody should have access to great programming that develops the youth and promotes wellness and social responsibility. So to do that, we do a variety of fundraisers, and we get with people in the community to raise money to support those families. So if they want to participate, but they can't do it financially, we can help them out.
Long story short, it's kind of like a scholarship campaign.
Absolutely.
One of the things I know you're always talking about is sort of the family approach. You're having the kids do things with their parents. How successful has that been with a lot of these efforts you're doing?
Families are always looking for a way to connect with their kids. It's not always the easiest thing to do, and that's something that the Y is able to help them with. We provide lots of opportunities for them to be with their kids, whether they're working out with their children there or they're doing a family-centered activity, a family event like Healthy Kids Day. You know, we want to give them lots of chances to do things that keep them healthy and keep them together.
Art projects, outdoor activities. I mean, it really runs the whole gamut, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We do some volunteer work. You know, we coordinate for community events to help out things with families. And then we do some projects that involve just getting them together and doing fun things, too. So,
shall we get back to summertime? Because it's going to be here before mom and dad know it. And programs galore, and age groups really kind of run the full cycle, don't they?
Any age. We've got things for preschoolers, for infants and toddlers, for school age kids, and even the teenagers. We've got stuff going on for.
Easiest way to find out is what?
Check out our website, www.ymcamqt.org.
Or 227-YMCA, and they'll filter you through what's going on. And most of what we're talking about with you is over the Vandenboom
Day
facility,
camp,
right?
Day camp is at Vandenboom. Yep. The rest of those programs are over at the Y.
And that's got to be such a cool atmosphere, because it's a former school, and so it's lined up just perfectly for you. But every day I drive home that direction, head down right, or not right, but down Fair, and there's kids everywhere. It's remarkable.
The building is full of kids, and probably as many kids as when it was in elementary school. So that's a nice feeling.
Lori Smolinski with us this morning from the Y. Thanks for coming on in. And of course, again, if people want to find out more, go to the website.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.